7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Howdy, Croc Nation. Dr. Tommy Anelli here with you with another amazing podcast for the most amazing people on earth, our cancer survivor dash thrivers. Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin on the other side of the computer glass. Angel, you know what day it is, don't you?
It is Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve for our podcast. Christmas Eve for our survivor slash thrivers. What an exciting night. This is the night that Santa comes down the chimney and gets our survivors. You know what? Santa's going to bring our survivors this year. He's going to bring them hope. He's going to bring them, going to give them cures. He's going to give them happiness and joy. That's what this year is all about.
Absolutely. There is no coal in this sleigh. Their sleigh is filled with joy, happiness, and gifts. The gift that keeps on giving.
The gift of health. And that's what I hope this podcast does for everybody. We're going to end our, this will be a really nice, quick Christmas Eve, a podcast. So everybody could get back to their little drinks, their little hot toddies, and their little roasted chestnuts roasting on an open fire, and all of their traditions. In the Italian world, Christmas Eve is about the seven fishes. I don't know if you knew that, Angel.
Oh, I know. I've been invited to that. You shouldn't really eat 24 to 48 hours before that.
Yeah, it's a good night. But for our survivor thrivers, I love this module, and I actually came up with a new word. We're going to call it a podule. We should actually trademark that because it's a module in a podcast. So we're going to call it a podule.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's do it.
The podule we've been working on has been on kindness and how kindness can help our survivors improve their survivorship and improve their outcomes. The first week was inspired by you, Angel, by all the code grays that you've been calling in the hospital, and then learning a little bit about what some of the motivation is behind the anger with our patients, especially our cancer patients. Last week, we sort of turned the chariot around and started talking about now emotional regulation and how we could start turning that anger around and kind of start a new process where we could not get rid of the anger, but we can manage it better, and how we can in that moment take some space and take that anger and then start reframing it psychologically, so then it does not cause all those bad health outcomes. Instead, we begin that process. And today we're going to finalize this podule with what I feel personally, from having done this for such a long time, the number one resource that I have in my black bag for our cancer survivors, and that's the remedy of kindness.
I love that word. I love that we are in a podule. And for those that didn't hear that word, we're going to trademark that. So don't even think of it.
Yeah, exactly. So tonight we're going to be I want to give credit to the authors. We always do. When I was doing my homework this week to try to wrap things up, I found a really nice article authored by Michelle Lint Hirsch and Jessica. I'm going to say her name wrong, but Magala. And this is from everydayhealth.com. It's an emotional health and well-being blog. And the name of the article that we're going to be quoting today is called Seven Ways Being Kind is Good for Your Health and Your Well-Being. So I don't know if you can believe this, Angel, but practicing kindness to others has been linked to better stress management, improved heart health, and longer life. But there's two parts to it. When we think of kindness, what's the first thing you think of? Kindness to
others.
Correct. But there's another kind of kindness that we're dealing with here that we need to also put into the equation, and that's kindness to ourselves. I know I am my worst enemy. I am very, very very unkind to myself. And believe me, it causes a ton of damage to myself medically. And I want to just say, while we're going through these seven sort of lessons for our survivors, I want you to remember that it's not just being kind to others. It's not just being kind to dumb animals. It's also being kind to yourself. So we're going to start with number one. And well, actually, before we even get to that, let's go through some definitions. So kindness, someone showing kindness makes you feel good inside, right? You don't know that there's research that actually has investigated the effects of kindness, but these warm, fuzzy feelings that we feel when we do something nice for another are really good for your long-term health and well-being, no doubt about it, and scientifically proven. So the definition of kindness is when we do something to benefit someone else, or we are usually motivated by truly wanting to help someone. We don't do something because we're fearful of punishment or fearful that we will, or thinking that we're going to get a reward for being good. So that's what distinguishes kindness from just other acts that might be seen as being kind, but really is not. And as I said, kindness can also be practiced toward ourselves, and that's called self-kindness. Both kindness toward others and kindness toward yourself is clearly a benefit to your health and your well-being. And here are your seven steps. Step number one, kindness is an antidote to stress. Short bursts of stress are not bad. Let's face it, Angel. We go through an entire day of that. Oh, yeah. I even have a little gadget here called a Whoop, and the Whoop will beep on my phone at the end of the day and tell me how many hours I was in the high stress zone. How they determine that, I don't know. I would think heart rate, respiratory rate, whatever. But
I gotta get one.
Yeah, yes, you do, Angel. Maybe that'll be in your stocking. But the short bursts of stress are normal. So you guys, if you're thinking that this podcast is going to teach you how to get out of the stress zone 100%, you're in the wrong place. There's no one who could get out of getting stressed completely out of your life. But stress that's chronic, that's what we can help you with. We can take you out of stress that's belabored or prolonged. You don't need that. And what happens is this continued stress can cause you to have anxiety. It can cause depression, heart disease, sleep deprivation, and cerebral dysfunction. So cognitive dysfunction. And one of the ways to ease these feelings of angst and despair is by kindness. And on an individual level, kindness also buffers our stress. It also puts this big sort of airbag. So when a stressful situation is coming toward us, like an oncoming car, and we crash into the situation, the kindness airbag will inflate to try to keep you from getting harm, going into harm's way. It buffers stress, right? So kindness buffers stress. It lowers our cortisol levels. That's our fight and flight, hormones that when we get, Angel, when you were walking Cody and Cody pooped in that lady's lawn and she came out there, that was fight or flight, right? That she was like getting that cortisol out there, right? So anything that we could do to lower cortisol will lower our blood pressure, reduce pain, reduce anxiety, reduce depression, and boost our immune system. Our cancer survivors/thrivers need their immune systems to take care of their cancer. So anything we could do to boost that would be fantastic. Kindness also promotes generosity, and it promotes a connectiveness, a connectivity with others, a feeling of being included. So it's an inclusionary activity, which can improve your resilience. Angel, what group of people have more resilience than our cancer survivors?
Family.
No one has more resilience. You got one right, Angel. It's okay. Don't hide your head in shame. You got the first question right. So you're batting 500. So in Major League Baseball, you're in the Hall of Fame.
I should have been able to use a lifeline and phone a friend.
At MIT,
yeah,
you'd fail. So, you know, it's the way you look at it. All right. So, again, we want kindness, Angel. We want, you know, we always say the Croc Podcast is a tool. We always kind of, as a matter of fact, I think that we were first going to name the Croc Podcast the Survivorship Toolkit, because we want to give our survivors tools to get through their day-to-day angst and issues and, you know, fears and pain. But this is a tool for that toolbox. You know, kindness is that tool. And it goes right alongside some of the other tools we try to teach you guys, like meditation, exercise, therapy, all those types of things. Number two, kindness can help with anxiety and depression. So being good to others can go a long way in supporting your own mental health, as well as directing kindness toward yourself. So just by doing that, you can actually support your own mental health. There are studies that show that meditation can promote positivity and kindness, and it's effective in helping to treat depression, social anxiety, you know, and it really just makes you feel great. Number three, kindness may improve heart health. So those people who are psychologically stable and strong, unlike myself, define themselves as having a purpose in life, having optimism, having happiness, and a lower likelihood of developing any sort of cardiovascular disease. All kidding aside, I think that I do actually have a lot of positivity and purpose and optimism. So I'm going to take myself, I'm going to stop being self-deprecating, Angel, and I'm going to start being kind to myself. How's that? We're going to start there.
I agree.
Practicing kindness, along with identifying your personal strengths, recalling positive life experience, that's another way to measure your well-being. So, you know, positive people, they even did a skit on Saturday Night Live, right? They had Debbie Downer, you know, just people that are just so negative. And, you know, people are like that. We work with people like that. You have, I used to call it can-do people and can't-do people. I love can-do people. Before I even ask for something, the can-do people will say, not a problem, we got this. Can't do people, you don't even finish what you're asking, and they're like, I'm sorry, I just can't do it. So it's the positivity, the positive outlook. It's all affected. Everything is interconnected. It encourages good health habits. It buffers the effects of stress, improves your metabolic health, and it all protects your heart. So kindness creates positive social connections. It lowers your blood pressure. It lowers your cortisol. It lowers your stress level. And Angel, that ain't so bad, right?
No, not at all.
We're on number four, Angel.
Number four.
Kindness may help with diabetes management. That's something I didn't know. Mm. So when you use self-compassion, self-love, self-kindness, you're treating yourself with kindness and understanding, even when your emotions might be off. Again, that's emotional regulation. See last week's podcast. But the research shows, it's very clear, people with type 1 or type 2 diabetes who practice self-compassion had reduced depression scores, reduced distress scores, and also, guess what? Their blood work was better. Their A1C was lower. Self-kindness decreases stress hormones, which trigger elevated blood sugars and soothes your nervous system, which also affects blood sugar. So that's the story with that. So we've talked about how kindness helps your mental health, your cardiac health, and your endocrinologic health. Number five, Angel, kindness can help people with cancer feel supported. Now we're back. Now we're into the cancer game. Okay. This is for our peeps. So kindness helps the giver and receiver. People who have early breast cancer, who performed random acts of kindness to others, felt more social support, had stronger connections with others, felt more connected, and increased their social circle. people feel better, they function better, even when they have a serious illness such as cancer. Kindness, positive social support, and buffers against negative stressors are created with this kindness, which also improves the outcomes of our cancer survivors. Number six, kindness promotes happiness. Being kind, and this makes all the sense in the world, right, Angel?
Mm.
Being kind, recognizing when you are acting kind, increases your happiness. So what they're asking you to do is do a kind act, but visualize it. Know that you're doing it. Like, it's good you're doing it, and you don't want any credit for it, but you want to absolutely be aware that you're doing it, because it's that feedback loop
right
that's helping with all of these health outcomes. So when the participants kept track of their own behavior toward others, counted the number of their kind acts, and did each of these journals for a week, they felt happier compared to the control group that did not track their kindness. So keeping track, we are keeping track, we are counting, this counts, right? So this is a test. Number seven, kindness may help you live longer. Angel, do you want to live longer?
Absolutely.
I don't think you have a problem. You're one of the kindest men I ever met. There are a few areas of research that suggest that kindness can help you live longer, but the first and most important, and we talked about this, is to have and foster a sense of purpose. We want to know that we're doing something, that there's a reason why we're here, right? We don't want to just take up space. Mm-hmm. We don't want to go out and steal people's identities and steal from them. That's a bad purpose. You want to have a good purpose. You want to make people laugh. You want to make people feel better. You want to take away their pain. You want to help them get through tough times. So kindness fosters the sense of purpose, and the sense of purpose will make you live longer. Now, there was a documentary I saw a couple of years ago, and it was called The Immortalists. So these are scientists that are exploring the science of how people can live forever. Now, can we live forever? No. Did Methuselah live forever? No. Did even some of the ancient biblical people, you know, live forever? According to the Bible, they lived a couple of hundred years, but they didn't live forever. But there's a type of, I would say, process in our bodies called mitosis. This is when our cells divide. So this mitosis takes place through these little small little apparati called telomeres. The telomeres are part of our DNA, and they play a role in the growth of our cells and ultimately the body carrying out its daily functions. Some people, some investigators, some scientists feel that if you are able to increase the length of these telomeres, you can live longer. And the studies show that practicing kindness increases the length of your telomeres. So, Angel, a quickie today, the last three part of this podule, kindness, seven ways of how being kind is good for your health, good for your well-being, and good for our cancer survivors. Your thoughts?
I would say to add to that, you know, kindness also represents the true embodiment of who we are. And for those that are in the spiritual aspect, if we have been created by our creator, the creator has always been built with joy, love, and kindness. So that means we all have that DNA within us. So let's use that kindness, because with one random act of kindness, but just being kind, this world would be a better place.
So, Angel, to summarize, we have, I think it's important for us when we're talking to our survivors, when our survivors / thrivers are listening to these podcasts. Listen, Angel and I are very realistic, practical people. We know it's not fun to be told you have cancer. We know that your first instinct is to be angry. We know that your first instinct is to have a lot of these negative feelings clouding your mind and dragging you down. That's the first step, is just recognizing and being okay with being angry. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you begin the process in your head. You start doing some of the emotional regulation we talked about last week. you start reframing the situation. You have an insight and you have knowledge that there's nothing you can do that's going to change this train that's coming at you to just flood you with negativity and bad news and things that are so upsetting. But you're able to then take your mind and flip that switch and reframe it by emotional regulation. And finally, tonight, the third and final part is the practice of kindness, how practicing kindness in your life in a day-to-day manner, keeping track of your kindness, practicing kindness, not just to others, but to yourself, practicing kindness, not in a way that's going to serve you in any way, give you accolades, give you recognition, give you anything other than trying to improve your mental health, improve your physical health, and lastly, improve your survivorship. Angel Santana, Have Faith, Let It Begin. Thank you, my friend, for finishing yet another podule. I want to just say today and then tell everybody in our Croc family that on this Christmas Eve, Angel is the father of two delightful and beautiful young children. What a joy. You're right in the sweet spot, Angel. You know, when you hit that baseball and Mickey Mantle would hit that baseball right in the middle of the wood and you'd hear that beautiful little crack of the bat. That's where you are. I'm on the other one. I'm on the other end. You know, all the kids are out of the house. You're right where you want to be. So I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to you, baby, and enjoy it.
You too, my friend. And to all the Croc Nation out there, may God bless you.
Yep. Rod Freeman, we haven't given him a shout out in a while. Rod, we love you. We haven't forgotten about you. I wanted to say Merry Christmas to you, my friend, and to you and your beautiful family. You had a very challenging year, but you came out of it. You know, I will say this, Angel, when it comes to courage, you know, Rod is our guy and he really would be a great example for our survivors/thrivers as he has handled adversity and turned it into such a great outcome. To our board of directors on this Christmas Eve, wanted to just wish you guys just a really healthy and joyful and great Christmas and great holiday and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa or whatever you happen to be practicing. And I just want to tell you guys that, you know, Angel and I appreciate that you listen to our podcast, you give us notes, you try to make the podcast better, but more importantly, in your heart, you really care about our survivors. You really care about our thrivers. You really give your talents for them. And that is to be really appreciated and to be noted. Michael John Benzea, Charlotte Larson, for your support as always. And Angel, this is our pep talk. It's Christmas Eve. Our survivors, they've either just been diagnosed, are getting through their treatment, just finished their treatment, or could be 20 years after their diagnosis and they're in, you know, their remission or in their cure. It really doesn't matter. Christmas brings out a whole host of feelings, some of them good, some of them bad, some of them positive, some of them negative. What a nice time of year to have three episodes as it relates to anger, about emotional regulation, and about the practice of kindness. I would have to say, and we talked about this on one of the other podcasts in this podule, about how I feel that this earth now, the way our world is, there's this sort of dark sort of presence that's suffocating us, not just our survivor thrivers, but our whole world seems to be topsy-turvy and upside down. And I really think that besides practicing kindness for our health, mental and physical, for our survivors, for their outcomes and for their longevity, I really think the secret to trying to lift this cloud of doom, the specter of evil, is through the practice of kindness rather than the practice of angels. So I'm sorry, of anger. So we'll end this podcast, Angel, as we end every podcast, by wishing and a special wish, a Christmas Eve wish to our cancer survivor thrivers, that they may have a blessed, blessed night, that they wake up tomorrow and all of their dreams come true, and that their cancer is cured and their pain is resolved, and that they have a long, healthy, happy, and cancer-free life. God bless you. God be with you. Peace. Merry Christmas.